Hi, I'm Mindy. I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Elena, and I'm on Team Kids.
I'm Marshall, and I'm on Team Kids.
I'm Zach, and I'm on Team Parents, and this is the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast. It's fall, and in the fall, one of our family's favorite activities is watching football. Or at least it's some of our favorite activities. Marshall, I know you are a big fan. Who's your favorite team?
The Broncos.
Marshall's a big Broncos fan, as am I, in our family. Who else do you like, Marshall?
The Packers and the Jaguars and the Vikings.
A little bit of everything.
And the Dolphins.
And Elena, you're his teammate today on Team Kids. It'll be Marshall and Elena. Elena, what do you know about football?
Not much, I'll have to admit. Barely anything. I think Marshall's really going to get us to win. I don't think I'm going to contribute much.
Yeah, when you say it's part of our family, you mean you and Marshall. So as right. The player on Team Parents today, I would bet my money on Marshall and Elena, but mostly Marshall.
Mostly Marshall.
Yeah, so today will be parents versus kids. Team Kids will be Marshall and Elena along for the ride, possibly. And Team Parents will be represented by Mindy.
So what's the exact topic? Is it football? Is it NFL? Because we've done a football podcast. So
we've done football in the past. This episode is entirely NFL football.
NFL, American football, to clarify, because we do have listeners across
yes.
the globe.
Yes, American NFL football. We'll be talking about players, a little bit about the history, a little bit about how the game works. Kind of cover the spectrum of American NFL football. All right, Marshall, how do you think you're going to do? Do you think you're going to win?
Yeah, by a lot.
Okay, Mindy, Team Parents?
I also think Marshall's going to win by a lot.
All right, we have a consensus. At home, listen along, try to answer the questions on your own and see how you do compared to our family. After each question, there will be 10 seconds of music playing for you to try to think of your answer before we answer. Round one, we'll have 5 questions for each team. In round two, we move to the lightning round, and the two teams will jump in to see who can get the question first. There will be 10 questions in the lightning round, and during that round, we will not play music, so you can jump right in with your answer. Is everybody ready to play Kids versus Parents NFL trivia?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to jump right in. Here we go. Parents are going to start, and then kids will have a follow-up question. Team Parents, the first Super Bowl in the modern NFL was held on January 15th, 1967. Who won the first Super Bowl?
No multiple choice? Nothing? This is the first question?
Nothing. This is the first question. And Team Kids is over here ready to jump on this.
This is easy.
I feel like we had this question in our last podcast.
I think we did.
And I don't remember.
I thought I would start with something you might remember
from
the past.
Can I jump in and say it?
No, I don't know, though. I mean, I could guess.
Take a guess.
I'm going to guess the Browns.
Team Kids, what do you think?
The first Super Bowl was the Chiefs and the Packers won.
Oh, the Packers. I knew that.
That is correct. The Green Bay Packers won the first Super Bowl, defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10.
Wow. Not as bad as the Broncos versus Dolphins game 70-20.
That's true. That was depressing. All right. Team Parents. No point that one, but let's see how you do moving forward. Kids, question number one, a follow-up. The Green Bay Packers are currently worth $4.6 billion. Who owns the Green Bay Packers?
I have no idea. The city owns the Packers. Like, every person, like, people like own a little bit of the Packers.
That's true. Yes. People, individual citizens bought shares of the Packers, and there is no controlling owner, just a lot of citizens with small portions of the Green Bay Packers. Nice job, Team Kids.
Way to go, Marsh. These are not easy questions. We're not starting easy and going hard.
No, yes? Not necessarily.
Okay, because no. If this is easy, then it's going to get worse from here.
We're kind of in categories. So. Okay. All right. Question two for parents. Let's keep talking about the game of football. Parents, question two. How many points is a safety worth?
Safety is worth, if you kick it, it's worth one, and safety is worth two. Or safety is worth one, and you kick it, it's worth two. It's one of those things.
I'm going to give it to you because you did say it in there somewhere.
Wait, okay. Can I say what it actually
yes.
is?
Yes.
That's an extra point.
Right.
That's not what a safety is.
Oh.
A safety is when, like, you get tackled in the other end zone.
Yes, but it is worth 2 points, and I heard 2 points out of you.
Okay.
So I'm going to give Team Parents a point.
But you didn't know what it was.
Two nope. points.
It's when you get tackled on, like, the whole other side of the field.
Okay.
In your own end zone. Team Kids, let's see how you do. Kids, question two. How many points would you get if you scored a touchdown with a conversion? Elena, what do you think?
I don't know what that is.
Fair. Marshall?
8 points.
Yes, 8 points. Touchdown with a 2-point conversion.
Oh, I think that's what I thought a safety was.
Yeah, you did. A safety is when you get tackled in your own end zone.
All right. Team Parents, question three. We're going to go into a little bit of NFL history here.
Sure.
Who is the only team to ever complete a perfect season, winning the Super Bowl without losing a single game all season?
The Patriots?
No. The Patriots were a really good guess because the Patriots had a perfect season.
And then lost.
Until they lost the Super Bowl right. to the Giants. Otherwise, the only perfect season was the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Who went 14-0 and then won the Super Bowl.
I thought it was like the Dolphins or like the Giants. I know it was blue.
You got it that. All right. Kids, question three. Similar question. Name one of the three teams to ever lose every game in their season.
Broncos.
Hey now, you be kind to my Broncos.
But is it true?
Marshall, what do you think?
It's not the Broncos?
It's not the Broncos.
What?
A team that's lost every game in a whole season. It's happened three times.
By the same team?
Nope. Three different teams.
So if I get any of them right.
Yep.
I really thought it was the Broncos.
That's a fair guess.
All right, Marshall, who do you think is a team that could lose all their games?
Are they bad right now?
They're okay right now.
Browns.
Yes! Yes, good job, Marshall.
Who was the other two?
Three teams were the 1976 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, went 0-14. The 2008 Detroit Lions went 0-16.
Lions are good.
And the 2017 Cleveland Browns went 0-16. Nice job. Point for Team Kids. All right. Let's talk about players. Some individual players. Team Parents, question four.
Okay.
On October 11th, 1992, this well-known NFL player played an NFL game for the Atlanta Falcons in Miami and a Major League Baseball game for the Atlanta Braves in Pittsburgh on the same day. This is a NFL player from when we were kids, and he is currently in the news a lot for his work with college football.
Oh, Is it Deion Sanders?
Yes.
Okay. I knew he played both baseball and football.
The only player to ever play an NFL and a Major League Baseball game on the same day. And he played him in two different cities. And he is currently the coach for the CU Colorado Buffaloes. I don't know if he won. We'll have to do a little research. I don't know if he won the game.
Like
I just know he played him.
And Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan did it after he retired. But
and Bo Jackson.
Oh, Bo Jackson. Yeah.
That was a big one. All right. Team Kids, I also have a player question for you. You ready?
Yeah. Sure.
This NFL player, drafted by the Rams in 1991, played six seasons for five teams before retiring from the NFL and becoming an actor, most famously starring in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, wait, do you know it? Do you know it? Terry Crews?
I know it.
Is that right?
It is Terry Crews. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Terry Crews played NFL for 6 years, retired, and then had a fantastic acting career going forward.
I was going to guess that guy on the running back for the Seahawks.
Oh, that did a guest spot on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch. But Terry Crews was right.
Terry Crews was right. Nice job. Elena got Terry Crews.
Yeah.
You may not know football, but you know your Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. I know my actors.
Got one right.
Good job. Point for Team Peter. Kids. Team Parents, I think you can get this one as well.
Okay, let's see.
Question about players. What NFL player who played 15 years for the New York Giants later went on to co-host Good Morning America?
I already know this.
I have no idea.
He co-hosted with Kelly Ripa.
It's Kelly and Michael.
Yes.
Michael, I don't know his name, though. I don't know his last name. Michael.
Do we
you
give
know
a point
Marsh?
For Michael?
Yeah. That's as good as it's going to be. Michael Johnson. Michael Smith. Michael Williams.
Let's see. Michael. If kids, do you know the last name?
When you had Giants, I thought it was Eli Manning.
No, I think parents get a point for knowing Michael because you have the right person.
Yes, I know who
Michael
he
Thomas?
Is. I have no idea what his
Michael
last name
Strahan.
Is. Oh, I would have never guessed that in a million years.
He's recently left the show, but he was on that for quite a while.
Because she said she wouldn't have guessed that in a million years. So you can give that to her in a million years.
Oh, okay, it's a delayed point.
I was going to guess Williams Dinter.
William Stinter.
Michael William Stinternston.
All right, we are on to our final kids question of round one. Kids, what NFL player, after playing for 18 seasons, started making commercials for nationwide insurance with country singer Brad Paisley?
I don't know.
Do you know the nationwide slogan? Nationwide is on your side. Can you think of what NFL players is in those commercials?
We've already established in this podcast, we know our insurance
know our
slogan.
Is he really famous?
He's really famous, and you know him, and you like him.
What team?
He played. Well, this is going to give it away to you.
No, wait. What team, is he still playing?
He's retired. He's a retired quarterback.
Oh, wait, is it? I feel like it's Broncos.
I think I know it. It's
It's either Peyton Manning or Sean Elway.
Take your guess.
Peyton Manning.
Yes, it is Peyton Manning. I really like Peyton Manning and his commercials, and he has such a good sense of humor.
He also does those like beer ads with his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do Monday Night Football. Peyton Manning, if you'd ever like to come on our podcast, you have an open invitation.
He was good on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Yeah, Peyton Manning, come sit next to me and do the podcast.
There you go. Nice job. All right, we are here at the end of round one. What is our score at the halfway point?
Okay, well, I'm not at zero, so that's better than I thought I was going to do. Parents have 3 points, and kids have 5 points. Perfect score for the kids.
That's pretty just close.
Just like the Miami Dolphins. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Just like the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
But we're only at halfway.
That's true. It's half.
They went perfect score through the whole.
Well, let's see how it goes.
Halftime
of
the
dead.
Halftime of the season.
Of the season. Yeah.
Like now it is.
Well, let's see how it goes in round two for you.
All right, here we are for round two. Round two is a lightning round. No music after each question. We'll just jump in and see who gets the question first. All right, round two, question number one.
Wait, are we giving the kids a lead? No, don't give the kids a lead. If anything, the kids need a penalty, but we've never done that before. Right. So
for this one,
we just jump in at the same time, right?
Yes, for this one, okay. I think if anything, the parents might need the lead, but that's not going to happen on this show. Okay. So,
all right.
Same time, even score, even game. All right. Question number one. How many players are allowed on the field for each team during a game?
Eleven.
Is correct.
I had no idea. I was going to say 10.
But. Two kids in with 11.
You didn't say anything, so I'm like, oh, crap, was it 12?
11. 12th man. That's the fans.
Oh, yeah, 12th man for life. Seahawks fan.
That's right.
Our Alexa's a Seahawks fan.
Point for team kids. Question number two. The all-time leading scorer in NFL history has 2,673 points. What position did he play?
Place kicker.
Is that right? Running back.
He was a kicker. Oh. Yes. Kickers get all the points.
What was his name?
Adam Vinatieri, who's a kicker with the New England Patriots and then the Indianapolis Colts. He played for 24 seasons.
Wow.
So A, the kickers get a lot of points, and B, some of these kickers play for a very, very
long
time. Right.
They don't
have
to go through a lot of the physical stuff. That
so all the scoring records are kickers.
Many other positions too.
Okay, good job, team kids. Question number three. What NFL player, non-quarterback, has the most all-purpose yards of all time? This includes rushing yards, receiving yards, and kick return yards.
Jerry Rice.
Yes.
Let's go.
I knew it was Jerry Rice.
It was either the best wide receiver ever or the best running back ever. So yes. Jerry Rice or Emmitt Smith.
Jerry Rice, and it's not even close in second place. Jerry Rice has over 23,000 yards.
How about like Larry Fitzgerald? Is he close or no?
He's up there somewhere, but less than Jerry Rice.
And like Emmitt Smith is way down there, right?
Emmitt Smith has a ton of yards as well. Question number four. What NFL quarterback has the most passing yards of all time?
Tom Brady.
I think team parents knew that one. I think team parents just aren't as quick on the draw as team kids there. Correct.
Sure,
Tom Brady.
That's why.
Tom Brady has over 89,000 yards before he retired.
That's a lot of yards. You're just not asking me the right questions. If you'd guess me the right questions of like...
What is the right question?
What football player is dating Taylor Swift? What football player?
Which football player did Taylor Swift make famous?
Which football players are in the news? That's the questions we can answer here. Question number five of our lightning round. There are two potential answers for this question. Which team has the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history?
Patriots.
Yeah, that's correct.
Team parents, if you can name the other one, I'll give you another point.
The Cowboys. That's what I'm going to say. No,
it is the Patriots. And
the Steelers.
I
knew it.
Yes.
Give it to me.
Good
give
job.
Give me 1 point.
Let me just say.
I think you've earned that.
That I knew it wasn't the Broncos.
All right. Question number six. The team who wins the Super Bowl receives the Vince Lombardi Trophy. What was Vince Lombardi known for?
Being a coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, point for team parents.
I lived in Wisconsin for a while.
So I don't get that point.
Anyone who lived in Wisconsin knows that.
Yes. All right, team parents. There's a point. Yeah, he was the coach of the Green Bay Packers. He won 5 NFL championships, including Super Bowls 1 and 2, and compiled an 89-29-4 regular season record.
I knew all that, too.
including the stats and everything.
Yep.
Question number 7. There are 2 possible answers again.
Okay, let's see.
Which NFL team has the most Super Bowl losses in NFL history?
Buffalo Bills.
And the Broncos.
Yes, the Broncos. Yes.
Wait, it's not the Bills?
I knew it.
It's not the Bills. The Bills lost 4 in a row, but there's another team that lost 5. Last one too.
Is it the Browns?
I thought it was like 15.
Cowboys.
It's the Patriots.
Patriots. I got it.
After
the Broncos he said it. And the Patriots. 1 point for team parents.
Yay.
All right. There are 3 questions left. For the last 3 questions, you're going to have to take a guess. And whoever is closer to the right answer is going to get the point.
Oh, okay. This is new.
Okay. Ready? Question number 8. Take your guess. Each team gets 1 guess, and whoever's closer gets the point. Although the first year of the NFL Super Bowl was 1967, in what year was the NFL founded? The first Super Bowl was 1967, but what year did the NFL start?
Is it the same year?
There were different iterations of it.
This was early, before the Super Bowls ever started.
Like
early
1947.
I'm going to say like
team kids say 1947.
1913.
Team parents say 1913. The correct answer is 1920. Oh. Team parents get the question.
Yes.
In Canton, Ohio, where the Hall of Fame now is, 1920.
Can we go Ohio sometime?
Yeah, let's go.
We can go see, like, what is the Hall of Fame?
The Hall of Fame. They have statues of all their Hall of Fame players and information about the NFL. You want to go? All right.
Is Jerry Rice there?
Not all the time. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Does he live there?
No.
He just lives by his portrait. He just is there all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, like going back to your old high school.
Yeah.
Seeing your old trophies. Oh.
And just sits there.
All right. Team parents got that one. 2 more. Whoever gets closer gets the point. Question 9. In the history of the NFL, how many players have played for NFL teams?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, all together ever?
Yes.
20,000.
Lower than that, I'm going to say 3,500.
And the correct answer is 25,000.
What? That is insane.
25,000 players have played the NFL.
What? How many people? Don't they only allow 11 people on the field?
No. Like, who has ever been on an NFL team ever?
So each team has 52 players at a time.
Since 1920.
And we're adding all those in. Plus, there's players who played for a while and they got cut.
Right.
25,000.
Okay.
All right. Final question. The NFL Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio. Counting this year's Hall of Fame class, how many players have been inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame?
Ever? So how many people are in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Do you count like the people this year? Like,
yes, including this year's group.
It's probably like Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes are probably in there.
No, that'll be a future year, including the people getting inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
And there's been a crew every year since 1920?
Yes. Well, I don't know. Probably not every year. I'm sure there have been.
Is it like high or no? Not really high.
Pick a number.
400.
43.
Correct answer, 371.
Oh. Woohoo!
371 players in the Hall of Fame. All right, team parents, get that question. What is our final score?
Okay, I did not do as bad as I thought I was going to do. Team parents ended up total with 8 points, which was pretty good.
Not bad.
4 in the first round, 4 in the second round. No, 3 in the first round, 5 in the second round. Team Kids. Elena came away. No, just kidding. I didn't get it that way. Team Kids got 11 points.
And I got one of them.
Yeah, I was like, maybe with the Terry Crews answer, but that makes you not 10. Yay. So MVP, I think, was Marshall here tonight.
Most valuable player ever.
Yes.
Me. I'm better than Jerry Rice and Tom Brady.
Yeah, you were way better than Jerry Rice and Tom Brady combined.
Well, hey, neither of those two has ever done our podcast. So you're better on this podcast. Congratulations, Marshall, on your MVP.
And congratulations, Team Kids, on the win.
On the win, MVP.
The unsurprising win.
At home, count up your score. See how you did. See if you are football experts. And enjoy the rest of the season. Whoever your team is, may they have a great season. Thank you so much for listening to the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
Bye.